What's happening? It's your boy 911 and you tuned in to ABG Podcast. As always, man, you know how we do it. Let's get to it. NBA playoffs. NBA season this year, for that matter. These y'all goats, huh? These are the guys that y'all are actually comparing to MJ. This generation. Now, first, let me say this. This year playoffs has definitely proved LeBron is still the GOAT of just this generation and still the best player in the league. Let's not get that twisted. Because sometimes when you just don't automatically call LeBron the best, oh, he better than him. Nah. People getting their feelings and they take that the wrong way. I know y'all young. Y'all got these posters up in y'all room and shit and wear shoes. So y'all feel some type of way. Understandable. So I don't want y'all to think I'm disrespecting y'all, GOAT. He is the best player of y'all generation. And still the best player in the league as it stands right now. So let's stop disrespecting that man by putting guys like KD, which just got swept, Harden, which disappears in high leverage games, and all these new up and coming guys like y'all see, that's the problem I have with sports these days. Cats get enamored by how cats look. Oh, he got tattoos and dreads. Nah, that don't make you an athlete, man. You look the part. But all that when you get in between them lines don't mean nothing. Oh, he can jump. Wasn't nobody jumping like that? Okay. He can jump. Wasn't nobody this fast back in the... Okay, he's fast. Just because you're more athletic or even more skilled than someone doesn't make you better in a team concept. And that's the problem I have. I think that people don't understand. But most of the time, there's people that don't understand ball. And there's a few people that have played ball and still don't get that. But that lets you know they didn't have a high basketball or football or whatever sport it is, IQ. And there's nothing wrong with that. Just don't try to argue with people that know what the hell they're talking about. Because this is my theory. This new NBA, all it is AAU games on the big stage. That's it. These cats don't want you to coach them no more. These cats don't want to play a full season no more. These cats don't like you to rough them up and get physical down. I know it's a much more fluid game than it was back in the late 90s, mid 90s, 80s, early 2000s. And the rule changed to make it more watchable. And I understand that. It's all about money. It's profit driven. So very understandable. But when you have these guys that you are crowning as the kings and goats, where they separate from guys who I put in that category are those high leverage moments. The rosters around you. Did you instill fear in that other team's heart? Did they know you was going to be a problem no matter what defense they ran night in and night out? After the second quarter, coach looking down the bench to see if he see any face on that bench that might could slow you down. Penalty situation. They taking it. They want to go to the hole. They want to go to the line. Last shot. They want to take that shot. And I know y'all best player. Y'all like did that. The guys that y'all want to be GOATs, they don't want that pressure, man. No matter how you cut it, slice it, look at it, they don't want their pressure. And there's a few guys in this era here that I definitely think could translate and be dogs in some of the eras past that was a little more physical and stuff like that. Like, I believe Westbrook would probably thrive in that era. Ja Morant, guys like that with big hearts that you know not going to back down from the physicality of the game. I think they would thrive in that era. And there's more. I'm just shooting a couple off the top of my head. I ain't got no list or nothing. It's just random. But the game now is full of cats that all they've heard their whole life is they're the best thing since sliced bread. They hooping with their homeboys. They in the league with their homeboys. They don't want to step on no toes. They club together. They hang out together. And all that's good. But you have more athletic players that don't have the basketball IQ of some of the prior eras before them. I'll give you an example. Like, we had one of the, we had an all-black high school back where I'm from called Peabody Magnet High School. That's where I went to school. Got cousins that won championships with that team. Got partners that won championships with that team. If you don't know about Peabody, look it up. It's like Duke. Every year, district champs. Pencil that in at the beginning of the year. Wasn't even worried. Our second string run through the majority of schools' first team. I mean, they were really that good. Shout out Coach Smith. Historic coach. Still doing his thing down there. But you had school like us, and like that was like a run and gun, some Fab Five type shit, run TMC back with the Warriors. I'm trying to give y'all teams y'all can kind of put in mind and kind of relate. Just teams, athletic teams. Put it like any athletic team that you can kind of put in your head and think of. That's kind of a team that the high school I went to was. But you know what? One school, it was a school across town. It was majority white, Pineville. It was majority white, one or two blacks on the squad. And if you want to compare them to somebody, I'd say like the Utah Jazz or something like that. Or the San Antonio Spurs. Fundamentally sound. As sound as you scream, back cuts, pick, pop. Nobody playing outside of themselves. They couldn't keep up with them horses athletically, but mentally, they had enough mental capacity to think the game through and make it competitive to watch. I doubt if it was anybody on their team that ran faster than anybody on that team, jumped higher than anybody on that team. So y'all get this notion out, oh, that man, you playing against cats that are like car salesmen. But that car salesman is so fundamentally sound with footwork, and y'all better stop thinking it wasn't dogs back then too. When you had cats like AI, Jordan, T-Mac, Dominique, Mario Elie, Duncan, David Robinson, Steve Francis, Katino Mobley, Avery Johnson. You had cats that was really putting in work. So where y'all get this notion that we didn't have athletic people on the court at that time, or MJ was playing against some type of lesser competition? You did that. Joe Dumars, the Pistons, Isaiah, the Microwave. When you get a name like Microwave, what you think? That boy was coming off the bench, lighting it up. Kenny Skywalker. Like, it had cats in that room, Xavier McDaniel, that could go. that was killers. That y'all just think, and that's what let me know when y'all come with y'all arguments and all that, all you doing is listen to TV, watch some highlights, seen James Edwards or somebody with some high ass shorts on and think, oh, that's what it. No. Do not let that fool you. Them cats back there was balling, putting up numbers. But the game today, with this free-flowing, like, positionless basketball, you got cats like Embiid and Big Cat, and they have a skill set to do it. Do not get me wrong. But you have cats that can wear your ass out in the paint. But you know where they camped out at? Around that arc. They pick and pop guys. And shout out Embiid. He a dog. He's still holding it down, though. I'm not dismissing their skill set. Those are the two names that came to my mind. But there are 7-footers littered throughout the league that are allergic to that paint. To banging, getting a body on them. And you have some like Whiteside, Hassan Whiteside. I think he could play back in that area. He physically run the court. JaVale McGee, as much as people laugh at him, runs the court, don't mind getting in the paint, know his job. He could play in that era. But you have guys like that that's camping out around the arc. Don't want you to put a hand on them for nothing. They flopping. You got the Steph Curry, Trae Young, Dame effect. Where you got cats just, everybody's a shooter. And the last point I'm going to make, and this too is not a knock on them. I applaud that. But if you notice now, the league is full of second generation NBA players. And so you probably say, so what that mean? So I'm saying they better know. They are though. Because you had the luxury of coming up watching your dad's team and going to practice facilities, doing stuff that the generation before them, a lot of them, wasn't privy to. Hadn't made it that far yet. So this is the evolution of the game. This is how the game evolved. When I say second generation players of NBA athletes, I mean they came from money. So those AAU games and those prep schools and the little games and pickup games they going to, am I saying they weren't physical? And no, I'm not saying that. But I will tell you, I know it wasn't as physical as what they pops probably had to go at that little ragged ass park down the street in his neighborhood one goal, and you couldn't lose or you off the court for the rest of the day. You might as well grab your slides and go home. I know it ain't that. I know it ain't having to drive somewhere they pops, having to drive somewhere to go find a game. It ain't that. I know they wouldn't pops went in high school walking outside, jumping in they bins or whatever, going to their partner house, pick him up in his Range Rover sitting in the yard to go hoop. I know that. So when they say every generation is weaker but wiser, that's what y'all seeing. Like they said, the saying goes, tough time makes tough men. And that's true. And I'm still not disagreeing with the fact that once you get some money, as soon as I got me a couple pennies to rub together, I got my kids as far away from dumb shit as I could possibly do. That's your job as a parent. So I'm not holding that against them. But I'm saying, let's not be blind and act like the league is not softer now, too. You can't tell these cats nothing. You got Ben Simmons sitting out with an undisclosed back injury and a mental issue that has never been disclosed. And when it comes to mental issues, I'm not dismissing that. That is very serious. But sitting there smiling, iced up, laughing, he doesn't look in the rest enough to me to not play the game. I'm going to just be honest with you. That's my take on the guy. Didn't really rock with him when he was at LSU, and I tried to, because I saw it then. He didn't have the mental toughness. I think I saw him play one good game against Kentucky. It was an SEC game. And they were saying, this is the next LeBron. He's 6'9". He's this. He's that. Scared to shoot the damn ball. And y'all, we got to stop tossing these crowns and GOATs titles around so loosely and lightly. Like, it's cats in the league. They don't want that smoke. They don't want that fourth quarter down one, 6 seconds on the clock. Coach got to draw up a play for you. Long as everybody running and tossing alleys, oh, it's all good. But this playoffs here, because they got some of these youngsters in the league now, they don't bar none. They looking at all the cats that y'all looking up to, and that's your goat. They going at their necks. They coming to see about it. How good are you? Poor James Harden. Like, I don't know what his mental block is. But in big games, I'm going to just be honest with you, he nut up. And people be out, well, what about the first three quarters to get to the... Okay, that's cool. But when your team looking for you because you've done that for three quarters and they looking like, shh, we need you to bail us out, and you check out, that's a problem. So maybe this GOAT criteria is different for y'all, but I know what my type of GOATs look like. Like my favorite athletes, Deion Sanders, Michael Jordan, guys like that, Bo Jackson. One thing you never question with any of those athletes was their engagement and willingness to perform under pressure. Never question it. They love those high leverage moments. They looked for it. You got guys that seek that out. They want to put that dagger in your heart. Dame got that in him too. Shout out Dame Dollar. But you got some guys right now that's coming up real small in these NBA streets. But y'all be easy, man. Y'all keep watching these playoffs, man. We're going to see who put up the trophy at the end of the year, man. We're going to revisit this. But it's a lot of guys that need to be pulled out that GOAT conversation and just say they good ball player. Nothing wrong with being, that's what people get it twisted. There's nothing wrong with just being a good ball player. We don't have to compare them to nobody. They ask you about Kyrie? Oh, yeah, that boy can go. They ask you about Kate? Yeah, he can go. Ja, yeah, they can go. But we ain't got to call them GOATs. They can hoop. What the NBA is littered with right now is a whole lot of great individual talent. Great individual talent. But you put it in a team competitive concept, fools come up short. And it's being evident and highlighted. This year NBA playoffs and this year NBA season is the year of exposing these fake GOATs, man. And it ain't their fault. Y'all idolize these guys and ready to crown them. So it ain't all on them. But some of them have poked their chest out and say, hey, I'm this. I'm really that. No, you're not, sir. So, hey, these games, though, I've been enjoying them, man. I've been watching Tatum do his thing. He dropping numbers. That boy a baller. That's another guy. I saw this in Tatum But I was like, he wasn't pulling it all the way out. The talent, everything was there. But I'm like, it's something missing. He wasn't pulling it out. He's tapped into it. That's going to be scary. And Luka, mark my words, Luka is who y'all think all these other guys are. Luka ain't scared of shit. He want all the smoke. That white boy finna cause hell in the league for the next 10 years. You got to think, he was playing pro ball at 15. None of that roughhousing with him. Pat Beverly tried to get under his skin at one time doing it. He laughing at it like he too little, boy. Step back, man. And he's so smooth. He kind of remind me of like a Paul Pierce and James Harden combination. If they had a baby, it'll be Luka. Gets where he want to get. Moves at his own pace. And there's literally nothing you can do. Because I talk shit about Harden, but when Harden was Harden, like, he was a walking bucket. Like, I don't know what's wrong with him. Like I say, big games, never seen nothing like it. That kind of talent, you not stopping me from having somebody ask coach to switch. I'm good, coach. He done gave me my 20. Can we switch up? I'm waiting for them moments to get on that stage. So I don't know what's up with the guy. But again, mark my words, Luka Doncic will be the face of the league. And there's nothing none of your GOATs will be able to do nothing about. I promise you that. But as always, man, before we wrap up, man, follow me on IG, TikTok, ABG_podcast_9_11. TikTok, I'm starting to be a little more active on there now. Putting videos, look for the ABG podcast, man. I think that's it. Follow me on that, though. Keep up with me with what's going on. We're going to resume to watching these playoffs tonight. Let's see who else is going to get exposed. There's a lot of people that I'm talking about looking bad. Y'all going to buy their shoes. Y'all wonder why it's still a line wrapped around malls and selling out, and you got to buy tickets and raffles for Jordans. He was different. All these old hyper-color ass shoes that done came out now, and neon greens and lime greens going down the courts and fluorescent yellows. And a lot of other shoes that has came out. You don't think they look better than Jordan? I seen buku shoes that look better than Jordan. But you know what they don't have? They don't have that aura, that mystique behind them. That championship swag behind them. That, oh, when he had them on, he did this behind them. Oh, when he had this on, he dropped this behind them. Oh, this was in the Knicks, this is in the Garden, he did this in these. You feel like a walking legend when you got on Jordan. That shit means something. It means you got that dog in you. Y'all go ahead, man. Y'all keep rocking y'all little shoes, man. They should be able to go in the store at any time and pick them up, man. We're going to keep rocking with GOAT over here is always going to be MJ. So let's tune in to the rest of the playoffs, see how it pan out, see who rides to the top. It's very interesting. I'm very interested this year to see who's going to hoist up the trophy. Like I was saying, though, man, always visualize your goals, and after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9/11, gone.